Amro WSG, Del Norte Tire, Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Leshwab Tire Center, Del Norte Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, Morjon Parts and Service, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, McDonald's, Eco Nutrients, England Marine, Chawell Benz and Hartwick, Chimney Craft, Lisa McCowan, South Coast Appliance, and Brian's Beach Dogs. And now, with a game of the week, here's John Pritchett and Mad Dog John Horner.
Welcome, Warrior fans, to the second round of the 68th annual Yreka Invitational Basketball Tournament. Today, the 2-0 Del Norte girls are looking to continue their run against a very talented Henley squad. Hey, I'm John Horner, and welcome to another broadcast of Warrior Basketball on KPOD 97.9 FM and on DelNorteSports.com. Coach Clifton is happy with the way his squad and feels they are playing it with great chemistry and feels this squad is just a bit different than the years past. We shall soon see as they try to swap the Henley Hornets out of the gym today. We'll be back in a few moments with a preview of tonight's contest. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Warrior Sports.
It's time now for the Del Norte Warrior pregame show. We'll be back with more information coming up next.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our legendary sportscaster sponsors are Center Coast Hospital, Iuchi Hamlet, H&R Block, Ambro WSG, and Del Norte Tire.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Is hip pain keeping you from golf, gardening, or playing with the grandkids? Introducing orthopedic surgeon Dr. Jack Bella, who's recently joined the staff at Sutter Coast Community Clinic. Dr. Bella has over 30 years of experience as a board-certified orthopedic surgeon, and he specializes in anterior hip replacements, which can lead to faster recovery to help you get back to doing the things you love.
For hip pain or other orthopedic needs, call Dr. Bella's office at 707-464-5974.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our legendary sportscaster club member sponsors are Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, and Crescent City Leshwab Tire Center.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Now let's get back to the pregame show right here on 97.9 K-Pod Country.
Welcome back to the Warrior pregame show. As the Del Norte Warriors are here at the Yreka Minor Invitational, I would like to thank all the Warrior fans for tuning into this holiday basketball broadcast. Well, let's take a look at the girls' bracket before we get started tonight. The girls' bracket is as followed. Oops, there it is. Too fancy with all my computer equipment. There we go. The girls, Henley against Del Norte in the winner's bracket right here today. And then later on tonight, in the other semifinal match, it'll be Orland against Yreka. And let's take a look at the starting lineup for both squads. As the Henley Hornets, they will start Kennedy Modine. She's number one. Number 11, Holly Parker. Number 12, Maya Mock. Number 15, Annie Campus. Number 24, Jewel Northcutt. And for the Del Norte Warriors, it'll be sophomore Brooklyn Carter. Junior, Lily Nunez. Senior, Gianna Taylor. And junior, Jacqueline Gorbett. Along with senior, Lily Wilson for the Del Norte squad. Talking to Coach Clifton before the game, he says he knows his team's got to come out and be very intense off the get-go. Henley Hornets are very traditionally very well coached, very well fundamentally sound. So Mr. Clifton says that we got to make sure that we take care of the ball and value every possession. About ready to tip off here. 68th annual Minor Invitational. Earlier today, Brookings defeated Cascade Christian by a final score of 50-42. They advanced to the Consolation Championship game, which they'll play tomorrow at 10:30 against Shasta. And I'll have that on Curry Radio at 10:30. We're bringing you Lady Bruins game. And later on tonight, 8:30, the nightcap. The Delnort boys will be taking on Crater in their semifinal matchup. Here we go, getting ready to tip off. It's going to be Lily Wilson tipping for the Warriors. And Northcutt, Jewel Northcutt, will be tipping for the Hornets. Semifinal action here. Winner of this game goes to the championship. And Wilson's going to win the tip and get it to Taylor. Reset it to Nunez up on top, coming across midcourt. Man-to-man, like man-to-man defense by the Hornets. Hand off to Jacqueline, and Jacqueline's going to go to the basket and get fouled. Foul's going to go against Henley. That's going to go against Modine. It's going to be on the ground, so the Warriors are going to inbound underneath their own basket. And it's going to be Wilson inbounding the ball. Wilson gets it in. She's going to throw it away, though, to the Hornets. And here comes Henley back the other way. Dribble drive out on top. That is Campos. Deep three-ball shot. Knocks it down. That's Modine. First bucket of the game is a three-point basket. And Lily Wilson's going to get called for stepping out of bounds. Two turnovers on the inbounds by Lily to start with. Unfamiliar territory for her inbounding. So a turnover, it's going to be Henley ball underneath. They get the ball in. Out on the perimeter, that is going to be Bach. Bach's going to throw it away, and it's going to be picked off by Brooklyn Carter. Carter's back the other way. 3-0 your score early in this ballgame. Gianna Taylor, dribble drive baseline. Kicks it out to Carter. Carter, three ball on the way, no good, air ball. Back up, Jacqueline Corbett knocks it down. The junior with the first bucket for the Warriors. Quickly back the other way, Henley, and they get a layup as Northcutt was the first one back, and she picks up a two-point basket. Full court pressure by Henley. As they try to get it in, they get it to Wilson. Wilson's taking it to the basket from the top of the key, knocks it down. Great athletic move by Wilson. Feverish paces. Henley comes flying back the other way. Ball goes out of bounds. Everybody's going to get a chance to catch their breath, including me. As it's going to be off Henley. 30-second timeout by Henley with 6:40 left in the first quarter. 5-4 your score. Henley's lead, and that gives us a chance to say hello to some of our Sportscasters Club members, including the title sponsor, Scoreboard, brought to you by Sutter Coast Hospital. Halftime show will be brought to you by Hayuchi Hamlet, gas, fishing tackle, and snacks for your Wild Rivers adventure, and Potter Real Estate Group. In Crescent City, specializes in residential and commercial estate. And like I said earlier, the boys won last night to advance to the semifinals as they defeated the host Yreka team 38-32. We'll take on Crater of Central Point tonight at 8:30. Nunez inbound, full court pressure by Henley. They get it into Wilson, and it gets knocked away. So it's going to be off Henley. It's going to be back to Warrior ball. Into Brooklyn Carter. Full man-to-man defense. They get it to Nunez. Nunez breaks it by her girl. Sprints down the floor over to Taylor. Taylor's going to fire the three ball and knock it down. Gianna Taylor, big bucket. The senior has her first bucket of the game. And the Warriors lead by two. Three-point shot, two-point shot from the perimeter. Knocks it down. That was Parker. So a quick pace as Nunez is taking it coast to coast off the pressure, and she's going to get fouled. Question is, can these teams stay at this pace? As Henley's dictating the pace because they're picking up full court man-to-man, giving Delnort fast break opportunities. Foul's going to go against Mock. She'll pick up her first, and Nunez at the line to shoot two. Nunez misses the first free throw. 7-7 your score, 6 minutes left here in the first quarter. Second free throw on their way, back rim, front rim, back rim, good. Shooter's roll as she knocks down the second free throw and gives Delnort the lead. Henley back across midcourt. Ball's loose, Modine tracks it down. Over to the right side, that is Mock. Kick out to Parker. Parker, dribble drive, middle of the key. Back out to Modine. They're going to reset. Seven on the shot clock. Ball's loose on the ground. It's going to be picked up. Great job by Brooklyn Carter. She knocked it away and knocked it off a Henley player. Out of bounds, off Henley. It's going to be Delnor ball. Henley's going to continue to pick up in man-to-man full-court defense. It's going to be passed down the floor to Brooklyn Carter. Over to Jacqueline. Jacqueline to Wilson. What great ball movement by the Warriors. Breaking the press and getting Wilson an easy bucket. Henley quickly back the other way. Fires from the wing. No good. Ball's loose on the grass. Be picked up by Carter. Carter looking down the court. Gives it over. Tries to get it to Nunez. Ball stolen. As this is not bad basketball, it's just very quickly paced. As that was number 24 from Henley, stealing it from Nunez, Northcutt. Picking up the foul is going to be Brooklyn Carter. And going to the line to shoot, too, is Northcutt. As she stole in the backcourt and then put it right back up and was fouled. First free throws, no good. Coming out of the ball game for the Warriors will be Brooklyn Carter coming in as Koi Pa. McQuillan. Second free throw on the way. No good. I'm sorry. She made that one. She's 1 of 2 from the line, and Delmer's lead is 2. Koi Pa hands it off to Nunez. They'll reset on top, get a pick from Wilson out above the key. And we're going to have a moving foul against Wilson. Wilson will pick up the foul. That's her first foul. So it'll be a turnover for the Warriors. Back across midcourt, Campos with the ball guarded by Taylor. Warriors in a man-to-man defense. Looks underneath, gets it. Ball's loose, picked up by Koi Pa. McQuillan's got the ball. She'll reset it out on top to Nunez. She walked across midcourt. Another turnover by Henley. Warriors lead by 2. 10-8 your score. 4:47 left here in the first quarter. Gianna Taylor has the ball. She'll kick it right side over to Jasmine Palmer in the ballgame. Ball's going to be loose, stolen by Henley. Another turnover for the Warriors. Campos comes across midcourt. Dribble drive by Gianna, up with the shot, no good. Rebounded by, that is Northcutt. She puts it back up and in. Another bucket for Henley. Tie ball game. Here we go. Lily Nunez, dribble drive all the way to the basket, dumps it off to Jacqueline Corbett. She knocks it down. Nice bucket by Jacqueline. She's got 4 this quarter. Back to a 2-point lead for the Warriors. 4 minutes left. Ball goes left side over to Campos. Up on top to Mock. Mock dribble drive. Got the pick. Kicks it right side to Campos. Trying to find the post, but we're going to have a travel call as Jacqueline was doing a great job defending out on the perimeter. Henley's going wholesale subs once again. As Parker comes back in the ballgame. Double team Nunez in the backcourt. Gets it out to Taylor. Taylor comes across midcourt. Has it on the left wing. She dribble drives middle of the key. Kicks it out to Jasmine. Shot goes up. No good. Rebounded by Henley. And that's Campos coming back the other way. Campos guarded by Taylor out on top. Kicks it right side to Modine. Modine drop pass to the high post. Shot goes up. No good. Loose ball is going to end up in the hands of Henley. And they'll reset back out on top with Campos. Shot goes up from the wing, knocks it down. That's Senya Campos. Another steal by Henley, and they put it right back up and in the backcourt, off the Warrior turnover, and timeout Coach Clifton as Henley rattles off 5 straight points and takes a 3-point lead. 15-12 your score. Make sure I got my scoring correct on that. And that's a lot of points real quick. Yep, we're all good. Some more of our Sportscasters Club members include H&R Block, get your maximum refund guaranteed. Ambrose WSG, recycling, storage, truck repair, and waste removal. And Delmar Tire, the Barn family says, our roots are here, not just our branches. And Curry Equipment, your one-stop shop for power equipment, Crescent City, and Brookings. So looking at the bracket, this is the first semifinal game. Winner plays at 4:30 in the championship tomorrow. Loser will play for third place at 1:30. And the play-in game is Orland and Wairika at the bottom of the bracket. Next weekend, both teams will be in Mount Shasta. Not too far from here to take on some more North State competition. Both boys and girls will be in Mount Shasta. We'll keep you updated via Facebook on how the girls are doing, as we won't be broadcasting those games. So Nunez is going to inbound full court pressure by Henley. Anissa Fatiga in the ball game, coming off of her injury. She'll see spot minutes today. She gets it back to Nunez. Nunez dribble drives to the basket and gets fouled. Foul's going to go against Henley, and it's going to be Modine picking up her second. It'll send Nunez back to the line. Coach Clifton says they're going to work Anissa back in after coming off her ankle injury. Nunez knocks down her first free throw. Another sub, number four, that is Lily Fussell coming in the ballgame for Henley. Second free throw also good. Nunez is 3 of 4 from the line. Warriors trail by one. Combos with the ball all the way to the basket. Basket misses the shot, rebounded by Jacqueline. Jacqueline gets the ball back out to Coypon. She'll slowly come across midcourt. Coypon up on top, over to Anissa. Anissa knocks it down. Our sharpshooter's back as Matiga knocks it down. We need that back in our lineup, and Coach Clifton wants to try to work her back in. Ball goes to the low post. Shot goes up, and that's going to be Northcutt that's going to get the shot. She's going to get fouled. Nice play down to the low post. Picking up the foul is going to be Anissa. Northcutt will go to the line. She is 1 of 2 from the line. Make that 1 of 3 as she misses the first one. 17-15 your score. Warriors lead by 2. After falling behind 12-15, they rattled off the last 5. Missed the second one. Anissa comes up with the rebound. She gets it out. They were double-teamed. Here comes Corbett back the other way. Full court dumps it off. That's Coypaw. She misses the layup. Ball's going to be knocked out of bounds off Henley. So the Warriors will inbound underneath their own basket, up by 2 on the Sutter Coast Hospital scoreboard. Coypaw will inbound the ball. Gets it in 2. Nunez fires the 3. No good. Rebound's going to go out of bounds. It's going to be Henley ball. Not a bad look for Nunez. Couldn't get it to fall as Kiki Franz comes back to the ballgame. Comes into the ballgame for the first time as Jasmine takes a seat. Your score. Warriors lead by 2. They're trying to inbound the ball down here in the corner. Warriors are going to pick up full court. Man to man. That's Coypaw picking up Campos. Shot goes up. Nice shooter's roll right there. That was Annie Campos. 2-point basket. Anissa breaks the press with Nunez. Might be a good move by Clifton. Gets more ball handlers in there by the man-to-man defense. Shot from the corner goes up. No good. Ball's going to be off Henley. As Franz was battling for it. Going to go off Henley. It's going to be Delmer ball underneath their own basket. 11 on the shot clock. As Coybaugh's going to inbound the ball. Coy gets it into Corbett. Jacqueline puts it up. No good. Rebounded by Henley. They're going to push it back the other way. Annie Campos with the ball. Jump stop shot goes up. Knocks it down. Another 8-footer for Campos. She's got 4. And Henley takes a quick 2-point lead. Corbett back the other way. Dribbles it off her own. Football's loose on the ground. Picked up by Corbett. Handed off to Anissa. She's going to get fouled on the baseline. As Anissa tacked the baseline. Foul's going to go against Annie Campos. She picks up her first. Back into the ballgame is going to be Gianna Taylor with 1:14 left. Coypaw's going to inbound the ball. McQuillan gets it in to Taylor. Taylor's back out on the perimeter. Shot goes up and knocks it down. Three-point ball by Gianna Taylor. Her second three of the quarter, and the Warriors back up by one. It's back and forth so far. Henley with the ball back the other way. Ball fakes, drive, kicks it back out. Shot goes up. That was Modine missing. Long rebound to Taylor. Taylor out in transition. She'll go up. Off the back rim, no good. Rebound by Jacqueline. Corbett shows the three. No good. Save. Ball comes back to Anissa. Anissa back to Jacqueline. All the way to the basket. Knocks it down. Great ball movement by the Warriors as they get a late bucket here. 25 seconds left in the quarter. Ball goes underneath. Stolen by Nunez. 22 seconds left in the quarter. Nunez breaks past the double team. It's a one-on-three. Up two left-handed layup. No good. Henley back the other way with 12. Right side, shot goes up. Modine misses. Second shot's up, and we're going to have a jump ball as Corbett did a great job of blocking it. What a quick pace. Great first quarter. Yeah, there's been a couple turnovers, but I can tell you what, there's been some nice made baskets. Great defensive effort on both squads. Henley will inbound the ball. Gets it in. We had two Henley players running back the other way, but they got the ball in, and we're going to have a foul on the ground. Koypa's going to pick up the foul as the ball was inbound, and she fouled immediately. They're going to inbound again underneath their own basket with 2 seconds now left. Franz is going to foul and send Northcutt to the line to shoot two. Tough foul with 0.8 seconds left. Franz gets the foul. First foul for her. Northcutt back at the line. She's 1 of 3. 1 of 4. First one, no good. Now 1 of 5. 22-19, your score. The Warriors lead by 3. Second one, also no good. Rebounded by Franz, and that'll do it, folks. One of the most highest scoring first quarters girls basketball I've called in quite some time. We'll be back with the second quarter here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Warrior Sports.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club members' sponsors are Del Norte Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, More John Parts and Service, and McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, McDonald's, Eco Nutrients, and England Marine Supply.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Welcome back to the 68th Annual Wairika Invitational. Just to start the second quarter, my pen's already running out of ink as the Warriors have scored 22 points in the first quarter. Henley's got 19. And we've barely taken a breath here. Not too many fouls either. 5 to 4 in the foul category. Warriors are going to inbound the ball to start the second quarter as Taylor's got it across midcourt. Nunez has it up on top. Man-to-man defense by Henley. They're not pressuring, though. They're sagging a little bit. Brooklyn Carter has it. Low post to Franz. Franz, great post move to the bottom. Nice drop step by Franz. She gets her first bucket of the game. The Warrior leads out to 5. Campos is going to fire from the top of the key. No good. Ball's loose. Out of bounds off Henley. Del Norte ball. Still full court man-to-man defense for Henley. Oh. Ball's going to be thrown down court to Gigi Taylor. Gianna's going to go up. Ball's going to be knocked out of bounds off Henley as they matched up full court and they just threw a home run ball to Taylor. Nunez's going to inbound the ball. She's going to get it in to Brooklyn Carter. Brooklyn's got it out top of the key. Three-point ball on the way. Knocks it down. The sophomore with a big bucket. Her first bucket of the game. Warriors leads out to 8. The Hornets right side partially blocked by Franz. Corbett comes up with it over to Taylor. Back to Nunez. And they'll slowly bring it across midcourt. Franz is going to set the pick for Nunez. Nunez dribble drive. Scoop shot. No good. Corbett comes up with the big rebound, and she's going to get fouled. Jacqueline Corbett doing all the hard work down below. Coming up with all the loose balls. Northcutt's going to pick up the foul. It'll be her first. We'll inbound underneath the own basket. 5 fouls apiece. We're not in bonus yet. It's Nunez inbound. 27-19 your score. Warriors lead by 8. Taylor's got it off the inbound. Dribble drive, middle of the key, back to Brooklyn. Brooklyn will fire from the top of the key. Nothing but net for Carter. Back-to-back 3 balls, and it's a double 11-point lead for Del Norte. Campos dribble drive up with a scoop shot, knocks it down. Answers for Henley. She's got 6. Timeout on the floor by Henley. As the pace is not slowed down. Gives a chance to say hello to some more of our Sportscasters Club members. Including Crescent City Glass. If it's glass, we work with it. Serving you since 1947. Del Norte Tire. The Barnes family says our roots are here, not just our branches. Del Norte Office Supply for all your office supplies and furniture and gifts, too. Now on 3rd and H Street in Crescent City. Crescent City Les Schwab Tire. Doing the right thing matters. So up next for the both Warrior teams will be Mount Shasta. And then the following weekend, the boys will be in Anderson, and the girls will be in Central Valley. Followed by tournaments for the boys right before Christmas in Windsor, which John Pritchett will be at that tournament the week right before Christmas. And then after Christmas, the 27th, 28th, and 29th, I'll be broadcasting live in Fort Bragg, California, as the Del Norte girls will play the last tournament of the holiday season. As both teams are scheduled for 4 tournaments this holiday season, so jam-packed full of basketball. Full court pressure by Henley. They get it into Carter. She breaks the press across midcourt, driving all the way to the basket. A dribble handoff to Franz. It's going to go out of bounds. It's going to be off Henley, it looks like. So they tried to fast break it again, and Henley knocks it out of bounds to slow the Warriors down. Nunez inbounds the ball to Carter. Carter has the top of the key. Dribble drive out to Corbett. Corbett fires the 3 air ball. Franz is going to save it, though, and kick it out to Nunez. Nunez will fire. No good for her. Ball's ripped away and stolen. We're going to have a tied-up ball as Carter was in the mix. Possession arrow to Henley as Anissa's going to come back in. Carter will take a break. Anissa comes back in. Bottega? Sharp shooting junior has been out for the first 2 games with an ankle injury. She's got an ankle taped up pretty good today with a brace. Henley with the ball right side. That's Parker back out on top to Mock. Dribble drive by Campos on the baseline, guarded by Nunez. Double team. Ball's going to be picked off by Jacqueline. Jacqueline's quickly back the other way. She'll go up for the layup. She misses. Ball's loose on the ground, picked up by Henley, and they're going to run it back the other way. Campos also. Jump stop, shooting it up, and it's going to go out of bounds off the Warriors. That was Maya Mock shooting an off-balance baseline shot, but it goes off the Warrior out of bounds. Ball comes in. Campos is going to get fouled on the shot. Franz picks up another cheap one on the same spot. She lets that low post guy girl catch it, and she's fouled her. That's the second time. So Franz picks up the foul. Campos at the line. This will be her first free throw. High arching free throw. No good. Annie Campos as Lily Franz comes back. I'm sorry, Lily Wilson comes back in. Franz takes the seat. Annie Campos, 0 for her. This is her first free throw. Warriors lead by 9. 30-21, your score. Make that 30-22, 8-point lead as she knocks down the second one. Full court pressure by Henley. Nunez coast to coast up with the scoop layup. No good. Rebounded by Henley. We're going to have a carry by Henley in the backcourt. Unforced turnover by Henley. It's going to give the Warriors the ball back. Warriors lead by 8 on the Sutter Coast Hospital scoreboard. 5:36 left here in the first half. Ball comes into Anissa. Anissa dribble drive baseline. She'll pull it back out to Nunez. Lily's getting a pick from Jacqueline. Kicks it back out to Anissa. Dribble drive. Shot goes up. Three-point basket's no good. Rebounded by Nunez. We're going to have a foul. Foul's going to go against Northcutt. She'll pick up her second. It'll be inbounds on the side because both teams will have six. Bonus going both ways for the rest of the half after this one. So Nunez will inbounds underneath her own basket. New shot clock because it was a defensive foul. Into Anissa. She'll fire from the wing. No good. Rebounded by Henley. Maya Mock coming back the other way to Campos. She'll knock down another three ball from the top of the key as the lead's been cut to 5. Nunez quickly back the other way. Skip pass to Anissa. Three-point shot on the way. Wellfully short. No good. But Jacqueline Corbett there for the rebound. The put back and was fouled. She didn't make it, but she got fouled. She'll shoot 2. Foul's going to go against. Ashlyn Chernowski. Chernowski picks up the foul. First free throw is good. Gotta work on this book here. Second free throw also good. Gorbett has 8 points. The Warrior lead back out to 7. 32-25 your score. Dribble drive by Henley. Scoop shot goes up and in. Great drive by Senia Campos. She gets a 2-point basket. Inbounds to Anissa. Anissa patiently coming across midcourt. She's going to get trapped in the corner. This ball's going to be stolen. Back the other way. Northcutt goes up with the layup and makes it. Turnover leading to points for Henley. Nunez breaks the double team all the way down, and she's going to get fouled. You'd like to see Nunez maybe have a jump shot there as she keeps firing into the lane. Ball's going to be knocked out of bounds. It's going to be Delmar ball as Henley knocked it off of her. But she just goes to the basket with abandon. 3-point lead for the Warriors now. Outside, Anissa, 3-point shot on the way. No good. Rebounded by Henley. That's Campos. 32-29 your score. 4 minutes left. Down the floor, baseline, kicks back out. Shot on the way, 3-point basket by Henley. That's Senia Campos. She's got 8. And we're going to have a foul. We're going to go to the line finally. Taylor's going to go to the line, and we got a tie ball game, 32-32 after that 3-point basket. Taylor's upper thigh seems to be bothering her. Whether it be a cramp or a bruise or something at that point. But she will be going to the line to shoot 1-1 after the foul. Foul went against Maya Mock. She picked up her second. Taylor's free throw on the way. No good. Long rebound by Henley. They're quickly. Fire goes up the other way. Ball's going to be knocked out of bounds off the Warriors. Henley quickly fires the ball as they come down the floor. Not much of an offensive set. First open look, they shoot. Deep pass comes in. Shot goes up, top of the key. Northcutt misses. Ball's loose on the ground. Jacqueline Corbett comes up with it. And we're going to have a foul. As Corbett does everything in the key, folks. Not the tallest girl out on the floor. Probably one of the shortest. but she's in the mix for every rebound. Powell's going to go against Campos. She's going to pick up her second. So Henley has four players with two fouls. Northcutt, Campos, Mock, and Modine. Jacqueline back to the line. She already made two free throws this quarter. She's two for two. Front end of the one and one, she knocks down. She gets one more. She's running away. She comes running back up. Lead back to the Warriors, 33-32, pending the second free throw now. Jasmine Palmer back in. Taylor takes a break. Second free throw also good for Jacqueline. Warriors lead by two. Henley quickly back the other way, forcing the pace off even the made basket. We're going to have a push, and we're going to count the bucket. It looked like a continuation, but they're going to give it to her. Foul's going to go against Jasmine. Not Jasmine. I'm sorry. That's Kimora McCovey. Kill him. Kimora back in the ballgame. Free throw was good. Three-point play completed. 35-34, your score. Henley up by one. Nunez, dribble drive. We're going to hand it off, but it's going to be another foul. Totally want to apologize for Kimora McCovey. We called her Jasmine for the first half. I apologize. So Nunez at the line. She's going to shoot one and one. Two. She'll get two shots. We're in double bonus now. Nunez knocks down the first free throw. She's now 4-5. Foul went against Parker. That was her first. Misses the second free throw. Ball goes out of bounds off the Warriors. 35-35, all tied up. 3:24 left on the Sutter Coast Hospital scoreboard here in the first half. Henley pass underneath. That's Campos. Great scoop shot by Senya. Another two-point basket for her. Henley up by two. Poipa across midcourt in the ballgame. Dribble drive all the way to the basket. Up with the shot. No good. Rebounded by Northcutt. Northcutt gets the ball out to the perimeter to Modine. Over to Senya Campos. Over to her sister in the corner. That's Annie Campos. Shot goes up. No good. Rebounded by Henley, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds off Koipa. Warriors a little bit flat here, maybe out of gas a little bit as they trail by two now. They reset the shot clock, but it should be at 12, so it's dropped down to 12. Henley underneath inbound underneath their own basket. Ball comes in. It's going to be loose. Picked up by the Warriors. Nunez has it. To push the pace. Out to Carter. Carter jump shot on the way. No good. Ball's going to be loose. Saved by Del Norte into Campos' hand. She's coast to coast back the other way. Jumper on the way. No good. Rebound's going to go to Henley. She'll send a scoop shot back up and no good. Get her own rebound and then she's fouled again. Scrappy play by Annie. I'm sorry. By Senya. She'll go shoot two. Foul against the Warriors. Jacqueline picks up her first. Senya goes to the line. She's one of one from the line. She had a three-point play earlier. Sorry, it was a one and one. So she misses the front end. The Warriors get the rebound. Poipa across midcourt, handoff to Nunez. Nunez with the ball. Looking for McCovey. McCovey top of the on the elbow. Shot goes up. No good. Good look by the Warriors. Just couldn't get it to fall. Campos with the ball. Ball's going to be knocked away. Jacqueline picks it up. That's a steal. Up with the shot. No good. Gets her own rebound. Puts it back up. No good. Gets her own rebound again. Gets it out to Carter. Carter knocks it down. The hustle's unbelievable out of that girl. Carter gets the bucket. Ball's going to go out of bounds off the Warriors as Inley tried to get it out in transition again. 37-37, 1:39 left here in the first half. Wow. Jacqueline Corbett all over the place today. Inley inbounding the ball. Gets the ball in, but it's stolen by Nunez. Nunez dribbled by two defenders. She's coast-to-coast up with the layup. Great defensive play by Nunez for the steal, and then dribbled by two defenders on her way to a coast-to-coast layup. Nunez with her first basket of the game. She's got six. Warriors back up by two. 39-37, your score. 1:31 left here in the first half. Timeout on the floor by Coach Clifton. Be a 30-second timeout. So foul situation to end up here in the first half. We got Franz with two for Del Norte. But the real situation is on Henley's side. As Modine has two, Mock has two, Campos has two, and Northcutt has two. For a total of 12 fouls against Henley. As they've played aggressive man-to-man defense full court the whole game. Joining me at halftime tonight, we got head boys basketball coach Chris Rice joining us. He'll be joining us previewing the game tonight as they take on Crater. A give-and-go handoff by Henley. They get an easy bucket. Easy bucket. That was Northcutt picking it up. Del Norte quickly back the other way. Nunez is going to dribble it off, try to pass it. Ball's going to get deflected off Henley on the break. 39-39, your score. Warriors going to inbound underneath their own basket. Northcutt comes out of the ball game. Who can outlast who in this game is where we're at. Who's in better condition? Ball gets passed into Koypos. Got it out on the perimeter. Nunez is coming to get it. Nunez with the ball, she'll fire top of the key. Nothing but net. Lily knocks it down. Big bucket for Nunez. Henley pushing the pace back the other way. Shot from the baseline goes up. It's going to be out off the Warriors. Well, Del Norte doing a good job getting back on defense. Warriors up by three now. 52 seconds left. Ball's going to be passed in. Ball knocked out of bounds by Coy. They're trying to get it into Annie Campos, but Coy knocked it out. So inbound once again. Inbounding is Parker. Parker throws it away to Nunez. Nunez once again out in transition. Scoop shot up. No good. She didn't get fouled this time. We got a loose ball, jump ball. Oh, we're going to have a foul, it looks like. Jacqueline's going to pick up the foul. We'll have 1-1 down on the other end. Going to the line for Henley will be Chernowski, Ashlyn, looking for her first points of the game. It's 19 fouls, so it'll be a 1-on-1 situation. Free throw on the way, front rim, no good, rebounded by Jacqueline. Nunez will slowly bring it across, about a 15-second differential from shot clock to game clock. 30 on the shot, game clock, 15 on the shot clock. Nunez with the ball, dribble drive, kicks it back out. Shot goes up, Koypos, top of the key, no good. Rebounded by Carter, actually the ball's loose still. Still loose, Carter's trying to come up with it. Diving on the ground, who's out of bounds? Looks like it's, I believe the Henley player was out of bounds. It's going to be a white ball. It looks like they're going to tie it up here on the sideline. So it's going to be Del Norte ball, 7 on the shot clock because we didn't change possession there. 16 on the game clock. Warriors lead 42-39. Yes, that's not the end of the game, folks. 42 in the first half. There we go. We're going to inbound on the sideline. It's going to be McCovey inbounding. Kimura gets it in to Nunez. Nunez, corner to McCovey. Up with the shot. No good. Back the other way is Campos. 4 seconds. 3 seconds. Dribble drive. Scoop shot. And she's going to get fouled. Foul's going to go against Koypaw with 1.2 seconds left. Campos will go to the line to shoot two. Two deep knee dribbles. First shot, no good. That is Campos on the line. 1.2 left here in the first half. Second free throw, front rim, back rim, it falls in. Inbounding will be Nunez. She'll get it to Koypaw. And that'll be it, folks. At the end of the first half, your Delnor Warriors lead the Henley Hornets by a score of 42-40. We'll be back with the Hiuchi Hamlet halftime report here in just a couple minutes. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delnor Warrior Sports.
It's time now for the Halftime Report, and it's brought to you by the Hiuchi Hamlet on Highway 199 in Hiuchi. We'll have all the halftime stats and more on the way next.
The Hiuchi Hamlet, nestled in the redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hiuchi Hamlet has everything you need, from hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Hiuchi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Delnor Warriors.
Is hip pain keeping you from golf, gardening, or playing with the grandkids? Introducing orthopedic surgeon Dr. Jack Bella, who's recently joined the staff at Sutter Coast Community Clinic. Dr. Bella has over 30 years of experience as a board-certified orthopedic surgeon, and he specializes in anterior hip replacements, which can lead to faster recovery to help you get back to doing the things you love.
For hip pain or other orthopedic needs, call Dr. Bella's office at 707-464-5974.
Hi, I'm Johnny Erickson Tata. Christy worked with us and went to one of our camps for families who have a disabled family member. At the camp, Christy saw firsthand how valuable guide dogs were to several blind people. She just knew what she then had to do. She and her husband adopted a black lab puppy and helped train her for someone who's blind. She named that dog Oslo, and I loved it whenever she would bring that puppy into the office with her. It was part of the dog's socialization. They took that canine everywhere. To the grocery store, the doctor's office, to the park. I mean, everywhere. It was all a part of his training. Oslo succeeded in becoming a guide dog. A dog well-trained can make a profound difference, not only to a blind person, but to those of us in wheelchairs. They're called service dogs, and you can learn more about them at disabilitycampaign.org, because who knows, like Christy, you might follow her suit.
Delnor Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are South Coast Appliance, Brian's Beach Dogs, Sutter Coast Hospital as our scoreboard sponsor, and our halftime show brought to you by the Hiuchi Hamlet.
The home of Delnor Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
More than 100 million wild animals are killed each year, illegally. Poaching. It's just one of the risks animals face at our hands. I'm Tom Barry. I'm an actor. I grew up in the beautiful rural countryside of Ohio, where animals roamed freely in the open forests. I have a deep concern to help preserve those open spaces for our wildlife friends so they can live and thrive like they used to. Destruction of their habitats threaten their very existence. The best way to protect wildlife is to protect the land where they live. The Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust works with private landowners to protect wildlife, to preserve natural habitats, and establish permanent sanctuaries. To learn more or to work with the Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust, call 800-729-SAVE. That's 800-729-SAVE. Or visit wildlifelandtrust.org. Thank you.
Download Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our legendary sportscaster club member sponsors are Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, and Crescent City Les Schwab Tire Center.
The home of Delmore Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
It's the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report. And with the latest information, stats of the first half, and games from around the league, here's John.
Welcome back to the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report here at the 68th Annual Wairika Basketball Invitational as the Lady Warriors are leading the Henley Hornets by a score of 42-40. And joining me here at halftime is Varsity Boys Head Coach Chris Rice. Chris, great win last night for you against Wairika, the home squad, 38-32 in a game where you led most of the game. I mean, you led down the stretch there. Let Wairika get back into it. A couple turnovers here and there. We saw that against Ferndale too, but a young, not a young team, but a young team to basketball, considering these kids don't play on the court much as they focus a lot on football. But this squad is getting better and better. It's a place to improve, and I've known in the past, Coach Burrows and Coach Blaine Lopez bringing teams to Wairika that don't look nothing like the team they see they look like a month later. So it's a work in progress, Chris.
That's what we're going with,
right?
I have that same feeling. Yeah, absolutely. You know,
coming off of football, those legs just aren't the same.
No, and the legs. We've talked a lot about the legs. So we've we battled last night. It was fun. It's always great playing Wairika in the evening game. I wish we could just have that every year. They have so many fans, and it was pretty exciting. And there was a point there where I was questioning my own skills as a basketball coach in the first half, but we pulled it out. We had a good second half, and a couple minutes to go, called a timeout and talked about what not to do, and we ended up doing that and held on. And we threw a ball through the rafter, went through three rafters, home run pass.
I talked about to a couple of the fans today, and I was like, I watched on NFHS last night, and I didn't realize that it went through rafters.
Three of them.
I thought it was just a long home run pass.
No, it went
because you can't see the rafters on the video.
Yes.
But when I got here, I look up, I was like, wow, it's like a jigsaw puzzle up there.
Yes, the legend
That's
of Cooper
wild.
Maxwell on that throw.
That was wild right there.
Absolutely.
Great job. But, hey, looking forward to tonight, 8:30 game time.
Oh, yeah.
Semifinals. We've been there before in the Wairika tournament. But we're playing against an unfamiliar foe when it comes to the Wairika tournament as Crater's in town. Crater's one of the top teams in the North State. Southern Oregon. Always has great athletes and likes to get after it. Plays pretty disciplined, too. What kind of challenges do you guys got tonight?
Yeah, it's deja vu. I mean, last year we beat Wairika, and then we took Crater on to try to get to the championship game. And, we were down most of the game, got it to within three, and then kind of stumbled down the stretch. But that was a big learning. That was a great game for our program. I thought we got better from that point forward. And we're looking to do the same thing tonight. Crater, they have a great 1-2-2 full court, and then they also just kind of hide it in the half court as well. They play some of the best defense of any team we're going to face. Their hands, their feet, they're always moving. We just have to take care of the ball and have some confidence in ourselves and break their press and hopefully get easy offense off of them trying to gamble on defense, and then just play the defense like we know how to play. We got to keep them on one half of the court. They like to dribble series. They like to get things going at the basket across the midline, and that's something that we tried to take away last year. I thought we did a good job of it. So
I'm a numbers guy. I like to analyze things. So the analyzation of going into the matchup tonight, Crater beat Weed by 40.
Absolutely.
80-40. Now, Weed turned around and beat Wairika by 30.
Today.
Yeah.
No,
so
that doesn't work as good math. And then
But that Weed team's undisciplined, right?
Yeah.
They're very athletic. So I'm guessing what Crater did was they took advantage of the undisciplinedness and probably scored a lot off turnovers.
They scored a lot at the end. We watched the game last night. So it was pretty close for the
about
first
three quarters,
two-thirds of the game.
Right.
And then it was just it just went away with it.
So just as important for you as turnovers become maybe an issue for you guys, they're going to feed off that. How important is it for you guys to take care of the ball tonight?
Oh, it's so important. We have to have like single-digit turnovers, and I know we can't hold them to 38, so we got to score 50 points. I think if we can keep them,
gotta shoot the rock.
We got to keep them under 50, and we got to find some offense. And you know, this morning we played a pickup game, and Merrick Crabb he had 16 points.
I liked it.
He jumped in as like he's kind of a new face in the group. So we're happy with what we have right now, and we're hoping to build on that.
Just under a minute before we start the second half. Keys for the Warriors here in the second half. Boy, a lot of points.
Points galore. We're not used to this on our side of the ball, but they need to stop 15 from the other team. She's phenomenal. She's scored a lot of points, and we need to just take care of the ball and shoot it a little better from the outside. But I think they need to tighten it up on defense.
Thank you much for joining us. I'll see you tomorrow. You'll come see me at halftime.
Absolutely.
All right, man.
Take care.
Good luck tonight. Coach Chris Rice joined us for the Hiuchi Hamlet halftime report. The Hiuchi Hamlet located in, it has hot drinks, full snacks. It has cold drinks, hot snacks. It has everything you want, everything you need. In fact, if they don't have it, you don't need it. Hiuchi Hamlet located on US Highway 199 in Hiuchi. Warriors get the first possession. Carter's got it right side to Nunez. She'll fire the three. Nothing but net. She starts off the third quarter where she ended the second with a three-point ball, five-point lead for the Warriors. Quickly back the other way, Henley passes, ball gets knocked out of bounds off the Warriors. So it's going to be Henley ball. Campos with the ball, top of the key. And he gets it over to Modine. Modine guarded by Nunez, up on top, picks up a dribble ball, kicked by Nunez. They'll reset the shot clock. Delaware doing a great job defensively disrupting Henley from doing anything in the half-court set. Henley's offense has definitely been in transition all night. Campos, Annie with the ball. Ball's going to be picked, but it's going to go out of bounds as Taylor knocked it out of Campos' hands. Out of bounds once again. They reset the shot clock. So on the pass out of bounds, they said they might have kicked it. Anyways, Henley's got the ball coming across the timeline. Campos, right side, dribble drive, scoop shots, no good. Northcutt tried to fake, force that one. Ball's going to be inbounds to over to Nunez. Just slowly coming across midcourt. Nunez guarded out on top. Not really heavy press. Jacqueline all the way to the basket, up with the shot, knocks it down. Great job by Corbett. She gets the bucket. Henley quickly back the other way. Shot goes up, no good. Ball's loose on the ground. It's going to be picked up by Wilson. Great job by Wilson. Going to be Del Norte ball as the Warriors defensively ramping it up. 47-40 your score, 6:25 left here in the third quarter. Nunez across midcourt. Slowly coming across. Not much pressure here by Henley here to start the quarter half. Over to Wilson, top of the key. Dribble handoff to Corbett. Corbett goes baseline, kicks it back out to Gigi. Gianna, he fouled, shot goes up, no good. Foul's going to Mock. Going to pick up the foul, that's her third. Taylor up with her first free throw, no good. Two deep knee bends. Second free throw's good. She knocks down her second one. Warriors lead is 8. Henley with the ball coming back the other way. Clifton trying to get his team fired up, making sure they don't have a letdown here in the third quarter. And they've done nothing but that as they lead by great block by Wilson. It's going to be picked up by Jacqueline. Jacqueline out on the break by herself, up with the shot, no good. Brooklyn Carter comes up with her own rebound. The Warrior off bench is on their feet, up by 10. Campos to the basket, no good. Rebounded by Wilson. Wilson pulls it out. She's going to fall to the floor, but the ball's going to go out of bounds off her. But what great hustle. Henley ball underneath their own basket. They'll inbound the ball. Back to the back. Northcutt shoots it. Blocked by Taylor. Picked up by Wilson. Warriors will slowly come across midcourt. Coach Clifton says, if you want to play slow pace, I'm good with it. As they get a chance to rest here, up by 10, 5 minutes left here in the third quarter. Guarded out on top by Xenia Campos. Back out to Carter. Carter will fire the three from the wing. No good. Rebounded by Henley. Xenia Campos out in transition. Back out on top to Modine. Fires the three-pointer. No good. Rebound by Wilson. Great rebound by Wilson. Warriors are going to slowly come back up. Nunez walks it up across midcourt, guarded by Campos. Nunez taking a good 10 seconds off the clock coming down the floor. She's going to get fouled going to the basket. She'll go to the line. Nope, she's going to be on the ground. Foul's going to go against Parker. That's going to be her second. Timeout by Henley, as Henley's yet to score here the first 4 minutes of the third quarter. Your score 50-40. 30-second timeout by Henley. Here's a chance to hello to some of our Sportscasters Club members, including Del Norte Ambulance, dedicated to serving this community, Oat Hill Organic Beef, local grass-fed organic Angus beef, Western Valley Insurance, on and off the field, teamwork makes the difference. Call Western Valley for local team committed to community. Forge On Parts and Services. For one-on-one services and support with the winning edge, see the team at Forge On Parts and Services. And McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services. Tax, bookkeeping, and payroll. So following this game, we'll be back on the air at 8:30 tonight for the late night game, as the Del Norte boys will be taking on Crater in the semifinals. And we got a lot to take care of here as the Warriors lead by 10. Lily Nunez inbounds the ball, gets it into Brooklyn in the backcourt. She'll have it at the 25-foot line, back over to Nunez. New shot clock, 20 on the shot clock. 4:15 on the game clock here in the third quarter. Nunez, skip pass to Taylor. Taylor will fire the three. Air ball short, picked up by Henley. Henley quickly back the other way. That's Mock with the ball. Mock's going to have the ball picked by Jacqueline. Over to Nunez. Great steal by Jacqueline. Right side to Taylor, baseline drive. Tried to hand it off to Wilson. Ball gets knocked away. Over to Carter, to Jacqueline. Jacqueline to the basket, and she's going to get fouled. Jacqueline will go to the line to shoot two. The foul's going to go against Northcutt. Northcutt will pick up her third foul. Jacqueline back to the line. She's 4-4 from the line. She's got 14 points tonight. Make that 15. Subs coming in. Northcutt will take a seat with three fouls. Also coming out will be Modine. Second one, good also. Henley quickly back the other way. One pass down to the baseline. Shoots it up. No good. Rebound by Corbett. Jacqueline out in transition. She'll slow it back down. Warriors lead by 12. Once again, Henley unable to score yet here in the third quarter as the Warrior defense is wrapped, picked up the pace. Dribble drive, kick out. Gianna Taylor out to Carter. Carter fires the three, no good. Rebounded by Henley. Henley's trying to get some transition. Warriors doing a great job. Ball's knocked out of bounds off Nunez as they slow the break. 4-0 on fouls also. Henley's committed 4, Warriors none. Defensive pressure by the Warriors. Campos, right side 2. That's Parker, stolen by the Warriors again. That's Taylor with the ball, and she'll pull it back out on top. Fire the 3, top of the key, knocks it down. Nothing but net. Gianna Taylor with her 3rd three-pointer of the game. 55-40. Shot goes up, knocks it down. Finally in transition, Campos gets a look. She's going to knock it down and get fouled. Foul's going to go against Wilson. Wilson will pick up her 2nd. Annie will go to the line to try to complete the 3-point play. She's 2-4 from the line. Makes that 3-5 as she knocks it down, completes the 3-point play, back to a 12-point lead. Full court pressure for Henley again. Going to try to ramp up the defense to try to get some transition buckets. Nunez across midcourt. Dribble drive out to Taylor. Taylor will fire from the corner. Ball's going to go off the side of the backboards and out. Warriors up by 12. Don't have to settle for the 3. They can get to the rack. Back the other way is Campos. Campos up. She's going to get fouled on her way to the basket. Wilson's going to pick it up. She's got 3. So it's going to be inbounds for Henley with a new shot clock underneath her own basket. Ball's going to come in. Ball's over to Chernowski, over to Campos. Campos makes the bucket. That was Sinha. 2-point basket for her. Trapping Henley defense. Nunez breaks it. 3-pointer, top of the key, knocks it down. The Warriors are on fire from the on the arc. 58-45, your score. Campos to the basket, no good. Rebound, she gets her own rebound. She's going to go back up with the scoop shot. Also no good, rebounded by Jacqueline. Jacqueline gets the ball back over to Nunez. Corbett with an unbelievable game. Rebounding, steals, points, free throws. She gets the high post all the way to the basket. Layup for Jacqueline. Corbett got another easy bucket. 60-45, your score, 1:15 left in the 3rd quarter. Scoop shot by Henley, no good, she's out of bounds. It's going to be Delnor ball. Timeout on the floor by Henley, as with a minute left, after a 40-point first quarter, the Warriors have cramped down the defense, only allowed it 2 baskets by Henley here in the 3rd quarter. That gives us a chance to allow some more of our Sportscasters Club members, including Dabaline Henry's Car Wash. Get the works car wash across from Fred Meyer. L&L Design and Construction, commercial and residential construction, now licensed in Oregon. McDonald's, stop by after the game for a burger. Go Warriors! Econutrients, local organic fertilizer for the backyard gardener in you. Warriors, a quarter away from getting to the championship as they're up by 15. The Warriors can win tonight. They'll be in the championship game, which will be at 4:30 tomorrow against the winner of Orland and Wairika, which will be played at 7 o'clock tonight before the boys' game. So great job by the Warriors here in the 3rd quarter. Henley took off the press this quarter and have been unable to cause the turnovers that led to their points in the first half. They're not a great half-court offensive team, and the Warriors are a great half-court defensive team. So I would definitely expect Henley to maybe pick up the pressure here. Warriors are going to inbound the ball underneath their own basket, going to have a chance at a set play here. Nunez will inbound. Get it in to Taylor. Taylor, dribble drive, over to Borbit. Borbit, scoop shot, no good, rebounded by Wilson. Wilson gets it over to Nunez. Nunez resets out on top with 10 on the shot clock. 45 on the game clock here in the third quarter. Going to get a pick from Wilson. Three-point shot on the way. No good. Rebound to Wilson. Wilson goes back up. Knocks it down in the foul. Big shot by Lily Wilson from the wing. Strong, strong move. Foul's going to go against Henley. That's number four. Fussell's going to pick it up. Wilson gets a chance for the three-point basket. Three-point play. Lily's got 6 points tonight. Three buckets. First free throw on the way is no good. Rebound is loose. It's going to be tied up as McCovey. Gamora's right there to tie it up. Possession arrow is going to go to Henley. 35 on the game clock. 30 on the shot clock. Now they're simultaneous. Shot goes up, no good. Rebounded by the Warriors. McCovey comes up with it. It's going to go out of bed. It's going to be a jump ball. It's going to be Delnort on possession. 24 seconds. Shot clock is turned off. Anissa comes in. Pressure situation. Wilson comes out. So Nunez looking to inbound the ball. Gets it into Taylor. Across midcourt. Great job breaking the press. Nunez resets on top with 15 left. Guarded out on top by herself. 10 seconds left. Gets a pick from Gamora. Dribble drive. Loses the handle. It's going to be Henley with the ball. Campos with it. 3-2. Out of bounds. It's going to be Delmar ball with 1 second left. Great job by the Warriors getting back defensively. Ball gets knocked out of bounds. Nunez is going to get a break. Somebody's got to come off. Nunez comes off. Koi Paz throwing it deep to Carter. Carter fires it. Oh, just long, but great look by Koi Paz. So at the end of three quarters, the Delnort Warriors have extended their lead 62-45. 17-point lead for the Warriors. We'll be back with the fourth and final quarter here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delnort Warrior Sports.
Delnort Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our legendary sportscaster sponsors are Center Coast Hospital, Iuchi Hamlet, H&R Block, Ambro WSG, and Delnort Tire.
The home of Delnort Warrior Sports. 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Delnort Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our legendary sportscaster club member sponsors are Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, and Crescent City Les Schwab Tire Center.
The home of Delnort Warrior Sports. 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Welcome back to the fourth and final quarter here at the second round of the Wairika Invitational Girls Basketball Tournament as the Warriors are up by 17 against Henley on their way looking to get to the championship. It's Henley with the first possession. Shot goes up, no good. Rebounded by the Warriors as Franz comes down with a great rebound. Warriors back the other way. Franz with the ball as Nunez is on the bench. She kind of hobbled off a little bit. Coach probably giving her an extended break here if he can. Dribble drive by Brooklyn Carter. Up the shot, no good. Rebound's going to go to Franz and she's going to get fouled as the Warriors are dominating the board. Oh, jump ball. Jump ball. But still, great job by Franz coming down with that. Koi Paz will inbound it. Get into Anissa. Anissa firing from the wing. Up with the shot. No good. Rebounded by Henley. Coming back the other way is Campos. Campos corner. Jump shot by Parker. No good. Rebounded by Henley. Ball's loose on the ground. Who's going to come up with it? Henley does. Shot goes back up. Three times. Finally, they get it to go in. Campos is the one that gets it. Warriors back in transition. Brooklyn Carter up with the layup. No good. And we're going to have another jump ball with Fran. She ties up another one. Brooklyn Carter a little bit out of control with that layup. Timeout on the floor. Coach Clifton calls the timeout. And that's going to be a full timeout. Give us a chance to say hello to some more of our Sportscasters Club members. 62-47 your score, 15-point lead for the Warriors. England Marine, fishing, marine, and outdoor equipment. Go Warriors. Blue Star Gas, propane sales and services. Crescent City and Brookings. Chalwell Benz and Hardwick, good luck Warriors from Team CBH, your local accounting and tax firm. Sutter Coast Hospital, serving our community with care. And Chimney Craft, working for you since 1992, trying to keep you warm and happy. So shout out to the Del Norte boys. Will be playing tonight, 8:30 tonight in the semifinal. We'll be back on the air. Coming out of the timeout, it will be blue ball. And that was the possession arrow off the jump ball on the rebound. Nunez back out on the floor. So you got Nunez, Carter, Corbett, Fran, and Taylor. Henley back across midcourt. It's going to be a dribble handoff out on top to Parker. Parker's going to have it stolen by Carter. Carter's up with the left-handed layup. Easy bucket for Brooklyn. She gets the point off the two-point basket off the steal. Out to a 17-point lead. Henley, shot from the top of the key. Knocks it down. Two-point basket good for Modine. Full court pressure once again for Henley. Nobody's guarding Nunez. She'll walk the ball across midcourt. 20 on the shot clock when she comes across. Getting the pick from Fran. Get past to Kiki. Gigi up with the shot. No good. Rebounded by Brooklyn Carter. Carter up with the 8-footer. Knocks it down. Back-to-back buckets by the sophomore. Warriors lead is out to 17 again. Henley. Back the other way. Ball fake. Modine thought about it. Hands it off. Over to Mock. Get past to Modine. Guarded by Carter over on the wing. Dribble drive. Mock goes up with it. No good. Ball's going to go out of bounds off the Warriors. Only 9 on the shot clock, but I thought one of those last shots hit the rim. So they're going to say 9 on the shot clock as Henley inbounds the ball. Ball goes in. Dribble drive by Campos. Shot goes up. No good. Rebounded by Jacqueline. It's going to be a foul on Henley as Zinya Campos picks up her first foul. 6 fouls against the Hornets. Warriors will be in bonus next time. Nunez, bad pass, throws it in to the other team. Henley's got it. Turnover by the Warriors. Campos has it. That's Annie. Passes it over to Mock. Mock can't handle it. It's going to go out of bounds. It's going to be Warrior ball. Out of the ball game is Mock. Into the ball game is Parker for Henley. Taylor throwing the ball down the floor. Gets it down. Ball's loose. It's going to be Warrior ball. It was a home run pass down the floor. Henley knocked it out of bounds. The Warriors going to inbound in their court. Ball's out on top. Brooklyn Carter will reset on top. 25 on the shot clock. 5:14 here left in the ballgame. Warriors lead by 17. Brooklyn Carter with the 15-footer. Knocks it down. The sophomore has all 6 points this quarter. 68-49. Warriors up by 19. Dribble handoff over to Parker. Dribble drive. Campos with the shot. No good. She's going to get fouled and go to the line to shoot two, though, in the middle of the key. Foul's going to go against Gianna Taylor. She'll pick up her first. To the line is Senia Campos. She knocks down her first free throw. 2 of 3 from the line for her. As Taylor, Corbett, and Franz will take a break. Into the ball game is Kimora McCovey, Koi Pa, and Lily Wilson. As Nunez and Carter stay on the floor. Second free throw on the way. Back rim, side rim, no good. Rebounded by Koi. Over to Nunez. Nunez will slowly come across midcourt. 68-50 your score. Warriors up by 18 on the Sutter Coast Hospital scoreboard. Lily slowly, not in any hurry. 10 on the shot clock. Underneath, trying to get to Wilson. Great job by Wilson coming up with the pass. Just needed to take a dribble. Up with the shot, no good. Inley comes up with it. Campos coast to coast, no good. Ball's loose on the ground. Who's going to get it? It's going to be a jump ball. Great look from Lily to Lily. But Wilson got caught underneath the basket and wasn't able to adjust herself. Jump ball's going to go to the Warriors. Possession arrow. Inbounds to Koi, back over to Nunez. Nunez will come across midcourt, guarded tightly by Parker. 4 minutes left in the ball game. Over to Carter on the left wing. Back on top to Nunez. Nunez getting the pick from Wilson. Firing the three from the top of the key, no good. Ball's going to go out of bounds. It's going to be off the Warriors. Here comes Henley back the other way. Shot goes up, no good. Rebounded by Nunez, though, and she'll once again walk it down the floor. Nobody's picking her up full court. They're picking her up right at half court, so Nunez taking her time getting there. 20, 19, 18 as she crosses midcourt on the dribble drive by Nunez. She'll go up. No good. She's going to get fouled. Foul's going to go against Senia Campos. She'll pick up her second as Franz will come back in. Entering the ballgame for the first time will be for the Warriors, will be Bailey Jacot. First free throw's good. Knocks it down. Lily Nunez. Her first points in the fourth quarter. She's now 7 of 8. Make that 6 of 8 from the line. Leads out 69-50 your score. This bucket will get it off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Henley. Campos back across midcourt. Pushing the pace for Henley. Dribble drive. Shot goes up. No good. Rebounded by Campos. Puts it back up. She's going to get fouled. Foul's going to go against Kiki. Franz picks up her third. And it puts Campos back to the line. For two. First one on the way. She knocks it down. 4 of 6 from the line. Campos is. 69-51 your score. 3 minutes left here in the ballgame. This is the second one. Warriors up by 18. Nunez with the ball coming across midcourt. Warriors well on their way to end of the championship game. Ball goes corner to Koi Pa. She fires the three. No good. Rebounded by the by Henley, pushing the pace back the other way. Ball's back out on top to Modine, over to Campos. Three-point basket on the way, no good. Rebounded by Wilson. Wilson hands it off to Nunez. And they'll slowly come back across midcourt. Value in every possession. Nunez, 15, 10 on the shot clock, looking for the pick. Skip pass to Poipaw, ball fake. Floater's no good, she puts it back up, no good also. Next one's back up, no good, three in a row. Super frustrating as the ball goes out of bounds off the Warriors. Subs come in the ball game for Henley. Starters come out. Henley across midcourt. That's Senya Campos with the ball. Ball goes left side. That's Modine. Modine gets the ball over to Brown in the ball game. Meredith Brown. Ball fake. Dribble drive by Modine. Pulls it back out. Hands it off to Fussell. Shot clock violation. The Warrior defense stiffens. After 40 points in the first half, the Warriors have held Henley to 11 points here in the second half. Great game by Nunez as she comes off the floor. Kimora McCovey will bring the crown ball across midcourt. Over to Koipaw. 1:30 left. 20 on the shot clock. Jaco's got it. Left wing. High post to France. France fights to get out of there. And it's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow is going to go to Henley. As France was getting the ball out of there, took out a couple of the Henley players. Henley across midcourt, left side to Modine. Modine looking to score, guarded by Franz out on the perimeter. We're going to have a foul by Franz. She's going to pick up her fourth. Franz picks up her fourth. 15 on the shot clock, minute on the game clock. Inbounds, dribble drive by Campos. Gets the ball back out, stolen by Koipaw. Koipaw up with the layup, back the other way, misses the layup. Picked up by Henley, quickly back the other way. Hand off to Campos, back on top. Nope, she keeps it. Tries to get underneath, ball stolen by Franz. Franz, out in transition, ball's going to get kicked. Saved by Henley. Franz fouled out of the ballgame. She's going to get fouled on the loose ball here. Timeout on the floor. Coach Clifton calls the timeout. Franz fouls out of the ballgame. 36 seconds left. 69-51 your score. It's safe to say the Del Norte Warriors are on their way to the championship game here at the 68th annual Yreka Minor Invitational. Some of our Sportscasters Club members include Lisa McCallum's State Farm agent, like a good neighbor, Lisa is there. South Coast Appliances, new and used appliances behind Dutch Bros in Brookings and in Crescent City. And Brian's Beach Dogs. Relish today, catch up tomorrow. Grab a dog and more in Harbor. So 36 seconds left as both teams have cleared their benches. Warriors will be on their way to the championship game at 4:30 tomorrow. That'll be the last game of the tournament, as the boys' championship game will be at 3. So the girls will have the last game of the tournament tomorrow. Across midfield, midcourt is Campos, Senya. Senya dribble drive kick. Shot goes up. It's good. That is Meredith Brown getting her first bucket of the game. And Koibaw comes back across midcourt. 15 seconds left. Ball's knocked away from her. She picks it back up. She stays in the backcourt, guarded. 5 seconds. 3 seconds. And this will just about do it. That's it, folks. The Delnor Warriors are on their way to the championship. They win by the final score of 69-53. We'll be back at the postgame show in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delnor Warrior Sports.
It's time now for the Delnor Warrior Game of the Week postgame show. We have all the latest stats and information for this game coming up next.
Delnor Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club members' sponsors are Delnor Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, More John Parts and Service, and McPheron's Tax and Bookkeeping Services.
The home of Delnor Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Is hip pain keeping you from golf, gardening, or playing with the grandkids? Introducing orthopedic surgeon Dr. Jack Bella, who's recently joined the staff at Sutter Coast Community Clinic. Dr. Bella has over 30 years of experience as a board-certified orthopedic surgeon, and he specializes in anterior hip replacements, which can lead to faster recovery to help you get back to doing the things you love.
For hip pain or other orthopedic needs, call Dr. Bella's office at 707-464-5974.
Delnor Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, McDonald's, Eco Nutrients, and England Marine Supply.
The home of Delnor Warrior Sports. 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
And now it's time for the Delnor Warrior postgame show right here.
Welcome back to the Warrior postgame show here where the Delnor Warriors just defeated the Henley Hornets by a final score of 69-53. I'm finishing up adding up the totals here as Brooklyn Carter ended up with 16 points tonight. We had Lily Nunez with 16. Anissa had 3. Gianna Taylor had 10. Jacqueline Corbett ended up with 16 also. Lily Wilson had 6. And Franz had 2. So 3 leading scorers for the Warriors. Carter, Lily Nunez, and Jacqueline Corbett, all with 16 points tonight, along with Gigi Taylor with 10, 69 points scored for the Warrior girls tonight. So they will face off against the winner of Orland and Yreka tomorrow at 4:30. The girls will be playing for the championship in the Yreka tournament. And we will be back on the air in about 2.5 hours. As the Warriors will take on, Crater. The Warrior boys will take on Crater at 8:30 tonight. And so we'll be back here in just a couple hours. Mikey, it's been a lot of fun. Just take it away, my friend. We'll talk to you in a couple hours.
And now it's time for the Delnor Warrior postgame show right here. You've been listening to the Delnor Game of the Week, and it was brought to you by Sutter Coast Hospital, Iuchi Hamlet, H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Delnor Tire, Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Aleshwab Tire Center, Delnor Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, More John Parts and Service, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, McDonald's, Eco Nutrients, England Marine, Chawell Benz and Hartwick, Chimney Craft, Lisa McCowan, South Coast Appliance, and Brian's Beach Dogs. This has been a Bicoastal Media Sports presentation.